Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Colquitt to punt it away. Edelman averaging 13 yards per return. It's a short punt. It'll bounce at the 40. Takes a nice roll. It's touched by Edelman. Bobbled and picked up by Garrett Dieter. He can't advance the muff, but it's a bobble by Edelman. And Dieter picks it up for Kansas City at the Patriot 23.
And the call was overturned. The call on the field was overturned. Did it look like that hit Edelman's arm a little bit?
I watched it from all the different angles, and I thought there was a chance that it hit his fingertips underneath the ball, and then it looked like on his left glove, the way these guys leave their gloves open nowadays instead of strapping them shut, it looked like it could have glanced one of those open straps that were flapping open. And here's the thing is that I felt like there was enough to leave the call as is, there wasn't enough
whatever
there to overturn.
Whatever was called on
it.
The field is right. What would have stood. Is right. What it looked like that. That's Clint Sterner. He's in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. I'm Landry Locker. A lot of people are saying the Patriots get all the calls. The Patriots get all the luck. And we had a caller earlier today call in and talk about the tuck rule with Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady when that tuck rule was called.
Right.
Like this isn't like a super. Like he wasn't a superstar yet on that call. And for as much bad luck as the Patriots get, you could make a catch, the David Tyree catch in the Super Bowl when the Giants upset them. Like they sometimes things do not go their way. It's just greatness. You just got to embrace it,
right? You know, it, same thing with watching the Alabama a lot. You know, I mean, it's one of those deals where you just feel like all the plays tend to go their way. The OU game this year, Alabama's driving and they what looks to be a fumble. It's called a fumble on the field, like inside
first
the 1 yard
line,
first drive of the game, and they go, oh no, it's been overturned. So it's one of those, we always remember, the teams that win a lot. We always remember things going their way and we don't tend to notice when things don't. But, they definitely, since that tuck play, Landry, there's no doubt about it. There's been a lot of good role, Brady and the Patriots way.
Yeah. And when you have arguably the best coach and arguably the best quarterback of all time, sometimes it is going to go your way. I'm getting killed for not being as up in arms about this missed pass interference as everybody else. I can understand what the ref was thinking. Like in full speed, I can understand what he was thinking.
I can't. The Landry Locker hate is going to keep as the more this starts flowing on social media and they show the different angles and everything, you're going to keep getting hammered, bro.
Yeah. I mean, if you can pause it and everything, you could maybe throw the flag. I just feel like the receiver was little. It looked worse and he kind of slowed down. And I think Breeze needs to put that ball more in front of him and we don't have this.
Just find you a gift of some old truck, just plowing through a little mini car or something and post it and say, here's my take, guys.
See how that goes. It's not going to go too well. If you want to get in, 713-572-4610. Fixing the Houston Texans offense. Specifically, what do the Texans need to do to produce an offense like the ones that we saw yesterday? We have Stern Talk every week on the Triple Threat right here at Sports Radio 610. Probably one of my favorite segments at the station. What do you think the Houston Texans need to do specifically to get Deshaun Watson on the same level as these quarterbacks that played yesterday?
Well, I want to exclude making changes up front. I mean, obviously, and I've talked about it. You've talked about it. Everybody on Sports Radio 610 has talked about, we need more and better offensive line. We need a play caller. We need the play caller not to be the head coach. We need a situational guy. You know, I heard Sean's, 3-point take on what they needed to do. So outside of all of that, I mean, let's just say everything remains the same. There are a few things offensively that just stand out and they're just glaring to me. One, the Texans waste way too many downs. And we've talked about, taking shots with, Hopkins. And I'm all about taking shots with the best receiver in pro football. I'm all about taking those shots. I think they need to be calculated. There's times where, whether it's the play call or it's the quarterback that a shot is taken down the middle of the field in a man coverage with a cover one safety in the middle of the field, and we just throw it up anyway.
Is that Deshaun, though? Is that more Deshaun than play calling?
That's what we don't know. That's what we don't know. I lean this direction. It's definitely a Deshaun thing because he's the one pulling the trigger. The ball's in his hand. He's the one pulling the trigger. Now, I believe being a young quarterback, if he were being told at practice and in the film room, Deshaun, we can't do this. This is a wasted down, if not a turnover. We cannot continue to do this and win big football games. If he was being told that, it wouldn't continue to come up every third week, every fourth week. They wouldn't start the game that way. That's the most alarming thing to me, I think, from a play calling standpoint, is that a lot of what I think is suspect goes on in the first 10 or 15 plays of the game, which tells me it's on the script. So these are plays that the coach planned on calling. The receivers have ran a route before. The O-line has protected before. And the quarterback's made that decision. And you've gone over 10 times, okay, if you get this coverage, we're going to check it down. If you get this coverage, throw it away. If you get this coverage, let's take the shot. And we take shots into those coverages that just don't seem to add up to me. We as fans, we watch it, and truth be told, 3 out of 5 of them, Hop goes up and makes an unbelievable catch. And we love it. We love seeing it. We say we want more of it. Right? But it's not a good brand of football. It's not winning football. So one, you got to quit wasting downs.
Okay.
Two, I think you've got to take, from a game plan standpoint, who was it? Was it the Jacksonville game before the first round of the playoffs?
Yes, where they were running zone read, and then all of a sudden they didn't run it against the Colts.
Right. So I'm not going to do a lot of explanation about that. So utilize the quarterback run a lot more effectively, i.e. the Jacksonville game. Also, in that same game, all the fans can remember, there were a lot of underneath throws. Hop caught 2 or 3, what I call a stack route, which is 8 to 10 yards. Essentially, you just stop. The quarterback anticipates, throws it on the back shoulder. You can even throw it versus man-to-man. When you're as good as Hop, you can throw it versus man-to-man. It's a high percentage throw. Some of the tight end, you got all these tight ends on the roster, some of these options underneath they were using. Just get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. Help the offensive line. So from a game plan standpoint, let's take the approach that we're going to protect the offensive line. And a lot of people go, well, everybody can't do that. We're watching Tom Brady do it with the Brady Bunch.
They replaced their left and right tackle. That's what drives me crazy is all teams have flaws. All teams have flaws in the NFL. Like, you're not going to have a perfect team anymore, especially with the way the salary cap is, the structure of contracts. All teams have flaws, and it's easy to point to this offensive lineman and say, yeah, he was left on an island and he sucked. The great offensive coaches will adjust to that and help him out a little
bit. There's no doubt about it, man. That's so big picture. The plan as a whole, if what I've seen O'Brien and call and put in, and then I've seen Deshaun execute, has been very, very inconsistent. Wasting way too many downs, not enough quick throws, exposing the offensive line. So the plan as a whole offensively has to change to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, to get these guys in rhythm, to get these guys more catches and give them opportunities to run after catch. And that'll also create space inside for the run game. So the game plan has to change. The quarterback run game has to be utilized more efficiently. Waste less downs throwing to Hop. And the last thing that blows my mind, as looking back on the 16-game season, 17-game season, count the playoff game, was how little they move Hop in motion. How little they do move him around from time to time in formations, but I've seen 3 or 4 or 5 drives go by where you never move Hop off the single receiver side to the boundary, and he's getting a safety rolled over the top and a corner rolled down. And a backer pushed wide, you never move him. At that point in time, you got to immediately figure out a way to move that guy and get him a touch. And so there's several things. And look, guys, I know that, again, the personnel could change. The play calling, the play caller and the play calling could change.
Should it?
I think they need a whole new approach offensively. And the only reason I say that is because I watched 17 weeks of the same thing, so I've got to believe that's your stripes. That Tiger has those stripes, and he ain't changing them. I watched 17 weeks of it. You take the Jacksonville game out, and I don't know that I saw one run of quality scheming that put the O-line, the quarterback, the receivers in a position to perform at a high level. And it's in a day and age when you're watching, guess the four teams that are left, they execute offensively, schematically, at a high level. Now, did the Rams in the championship game, did they seem like they were a little out of sorts? Sure. There's a defense over there in the Saints play pretty good football this year, and they get paid to scheme up and do some things and slow McVay down, and they successfully did it. Not enough to win the game, but they successfully did it. But throughout the year, there were time and time again where scheme won. Scheme put these players in position to have success relatively effortlessly. And that just doesn't happen in Houston. And so, yes, to answer your question, I think I answered that question the other day and I said, I don't know that they need a new staff or anything like that. And I misspoke. I got caught off guard. I just don't think that the Tiger that's there is going to change his stripes. And so you got to bring somebody in with a different approach, with a belief in the crossers underneath, the quick game out wide, a more of a belief in the screen game, find more ways to get Hop the ball instead of looking up in the third quarter and going, we got to get Hop touches.
Because there's always a debate, is it about the X's and O's or the Jimmys and Joes? And it can't be too much about the players in the NFL. Obviously, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's important to have a lot of talent, but if you just look at all these teams that played yesterday, they lost key pieces on the offensive side of the ball during the season, and their offenses kept humming. Josh Gordon, when he got kicked off the Patriots, he was their leading receiver. There's a reason they went out and got him, because they needed someone to stretch the field. But they adjusted, they changed the game plan, they ran the ball a little bit more, and they were still going. Kareem Hunt was going to be maybe an all-pro for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they adjusted, they had someone behind him. Sammy Watkins missed most of the season. The Saints, they're thin at receiver. They tried to bring in Dez Bryant. He got hurt his first week of practice.
Blew up his Achilles tendon.
And they adjusted to it. And then the Rams, Todd Gurley sitting on the sidelines watching this. Cooper Kupp, who's basically their Will Fuller, is on the sidelines. But because they have a scheme, because they have an offensive philosophy, they're not 100% dependable on personnel in a game where you know damn well it's impossible to not suffer injuries.
Yep. And Landry, we can put a nice bow tie on what you just said. At the end of the day, if you watch the Texans, if you just watch the TV copies and you're just a fan watching, there is no doubt that this is a Deshaun Watson and a Hopkins show. What'd I say?
You said Watkins. I've done it too.
Watch, that's the first time I've hit that. But Deshaun Watson and Hopkins. It's a my athlete's better than yours, and we're going to go out there and play four quarters, and we feel like we can beat you.
What would happen if Hopkins went down? I'm knocking on wood. I mean, like, what would they even know what to do? Would they just take a knee three times?
It would make things really, really tough offensively. Right now, I think you go into a game offensively, and I think those two guys are so good that you can score some points. I really do. I think you can keep throwing the ball up for grabs, and you can couch him over there to the boundary, in a single receiver set. And there's going to be five or six times a game when you're going to get a big play out of him or get an opportunity to make a big play. And you're going to make a couple of them. You're going to score some points. You're going to have the wow factor. You're going to be on SportsCenter, but you're not going to win consistently in the league doing that. You're just not. I mean, look, like yesterday, do you not think that New England would love to take, Gronk out there in the first drive and put him out wide and throw him a fade? Hell, he catches everything you throw in his direction. He looks like a caveman out there trying to catch the football. Never catches it with his hands, but he comes down with the football somehow, some way. They'd love to do that the first series of the game. But instead, they just chop wood with Edelman over the middle. Bang, 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 bang. All of a sudden, they're dialed in on Edelman. Now let's slide Gronk out here and get some one-on-one coverage and throw this thing over the top. And they pop him over the top with it. So it's one of those games where you gotta hit them where it hurts. And it's not always with Hop. It's not always with Gronk. It's not always with, you know, Kansas City ended up moving the football with what's 10? 10.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill didn't have a whole lot of touches. Didn't have a huge impact on the game. They still moved the football in the second half. What did they put up in the fourth quarter? 24?
There were 38 combined points in the fourth, in the fourth quarter between the two teams.
Right. So they put up a ton of points. They still moved the football without it. I mean, that complimentary football on the offensive side, you have to play it nowadays in this league, man. I mean, you have to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.